So Krishna says all endeavors are covered by faults. So can we say that this applies also to a butcher who's born in the family where they have to kill? But then we also say that this is a no animal killing should be avoided. Okay, there are two different perspectives here. First is the transcendental perspective, and the second is the material or the social perspective. So, no, we are all born with certain starting points, certain situations in our life, but we are not restricted by those starting points lifelong. So, some people may be born poor, but they can become wealthy. If they work hard, if they save properly, manage their finances, they can become wealthy. On the other hand, some people may be born very wealthy, but if they squander their money, they may be reduced to poverty later on. So, our starting point does shape certain things about us, but we do have capacity to change after that. So, from the social perspective, somebody is born a butcher, they have a whole maybe many generations like that, and that's how they have been living. They have established profession also, established sources of economy, sources of livelihood. To change that will be very difficult. So that is perfectly understandable. And from the transcendental perspective, Sarva Dharman Pritya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Give up everything for Krishna's sake. That's what Krishna said. So ultimately, no, I don't need anything. Please continue. I don't need anything. Please continue. So, what is it? Yeah. So now, people cannot immediately move from the social towards the transcendental level. So what we should do is, if somebody is in that situation, we encourage them to add Krishna in their life. And if they sincerely add Krishna in their life, gradually Krishna will give them the intelligence also about how to either minimize the violence in their profession or change their profession or what to do. Even in any situation that we are in, now we can actually be in a situation of great violation or little violation. So for example, Prabhupada was not rigidly against meat eating. That is, for his followers he wanted them to give meat eating. But there's one conversation where he says that even if you have to eat meat, wait for the animal to die naturally. Then take its meat. That way you're not killing. This is an example of how something can be done. So Prabhupada is accommodating there. You have to eat meat, you can make this arrangement. So like that, for people who have been born from particular backgrounds, we understand that it is by their past karma that they are born in this background. So their starting point is because of their past karma. So
they have to work harder.
They may have to work harder, and it may take maybe it may not happen in this lifetime also. It may take multiple lifetimes also. And for that matter, even for us also, we can't say we are going to go to Krishna in one lifetime. So rather than expecting Krishna, thank you. Rather than expecting a high standard from people, or demanding a high standard rather, we can focus on encouraging them to add Krishna in their lives. And once Krishna is added in their lives, things will reveal themselves. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Krishna says that I will give you the intelligence by which you can come to me. So even in our own life, if you're not able to find out what our nature is, it is best not to change things too much. Okay, if I'm in a particular profession, let me continue in this. Unless I feel strong incompatibility with it. The nature of the mind is to always make us feel dissatisfied. So rather than worrying.
We are living for people.
So,
I'm sorry to disturb.
No, I'm happy to talk. No. So let me just complete this. So we just focus on trying to do the best we can, And if we keep trying to do our bhakti also nicely, after some time, it will become clear, you know, as the mode of goodness comes, this is really not compatible for me. Basically, the mind is that whatever we are doing, it will make us a little bit dissatisfied with it. So we shouldn't just keep changing from one profession to another. Keep doing something for a substantial amount of time. And then Krishna will give the intelligence to guide us about how we can make our work more according to our nature. That's your question?
Yes.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.